had a chance to catch up with the Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber, 23 years at the top for MLS. Don, thank you very much, as always, for providing some time for me and my listeners. We appreciate it. Let's start with Ted Siegel, the new Houston Dynamo majority interest owner. Let's get some of your early impressions about him. You mentioned in the press conference that you spent a lot of time really getting to learn to know about him and what his ambitions and visions might be for the club.
Sure. So, Glenn, I met Ted over a year ago. You know, he has had expressed interest in becoming an owner in professional sports and led a very disciplined process to see what opportunities existed in not just soccer, but, you know, really opportunities in other leagues. And then very quickly he found out that there was an opportunity here in Houston. He's got a soccer passion. He's got kids that play. He's followed the game since he was a young man. So his interest pivoted over to seeing whether he could buy a controlling interest in the Dynamo. And he's a young, smart, passionate, focused, serious guy, has a real plan and a real desire to make his impact here in Houston with the Dynamo and Dash, but also to try to be an influential owner in Major League Soccer and the NWSL. So I'm very excited about that. New blood, man, young guy, a lot of upside.
Yeah, very impressive in the press conference. We're speaking to the commissioner, Don Garber. I've always wondered about the ownership groups and the owners that come to Major League Soccer. Are they courted by the league? Did they come on their own? How does all that happen? Because, you know, these are some of the things that we're not always privy to out in the public. But it is pretty interesting because you wonder, you know, how it all kind of goes down.
Sure, Glenn. I mean, that's what commissioners spend a great deal of their time doing. Leagues are driven by the strength, conviction, commitment, and passion of their owners. They're the ones that are actually leading the clubs in markets across U.S. and Canada. It really depends, and it's all very different. In some cases, as in the case of Ted, he was interested in becoming a pro sports team owner, and we heard about his interest and approached him about becoming a lead investor here in Houston. In other cases, you know, there are owners you hear about and then you reach out to them. It really depends. At the end of the day, it's a very complicated process, and particularly here, Gabriel Brenner's owned this team for many years with his partners. He did a good job. He's staying in with all but Jake Silverstein, who was part of his one of his limited partners. So Gabriel will still be around and still be an investor in the team and part of the board, and Ted will hopefully take it to, you know, where it needs to go for the future.
Don, do you find it any way surprising that former players are investing in professional teams at varying levels, obviously, or Gulf States Toyota, Dan Friedkin in Houston goes and spends $753 million for Roma. Does any of this surprise you? I mean, is Don Garber looking at his desk and go, wow, that's kind of surprising, or have you seen it all?
Yeah, I've seen it all, Glenn. I mean, I think there's a new wave of opportunity for folks that have been successful in their day-to-day lives and now have a passion for a sport. In the case here of the local owner for Roma, is passionate about the game and saw an opportunity in Serie A. The celebrity athlete thing is new. I'm very intrigued by it, not surprised by it. I mean, these are James Harden as an investor. He's a significant investor in the Houston teams. And he's obviously made a lot of money and has a lot of things he can do with his money. And these are long-term investments, but it's also about building a brand and a sport that could make a difference in the communities. And we're seeing it happen now like wildfire throughout all the leagues. And in MLS, you know, Matthew McConaughey as a investor in Austin and the culture minister and Will Ferrell in Los Angeles and Russell Wilson in Ciara and Kevin Durant as an owner in Philadelphia. This is a relatively new phenomenon, but I think it's actually just beginning.
So some people say Matthew McConaughey, with all due respect to all the players, may have been the best signing that Austin FC had. He's been unbelievable, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has been great.
Yeah, I know you've done a lot with him. Yeah. Let me just switch you into, you know, all the different owners. I mean, how difficult is it for you personally? Because they all have differing wants, desires in some cases, right? Is it tough for you to manage that?
You know,
I mean,
it's
like having a relationship so many people.
This is the work we do, right?
Yeah.
And this is the job we signed up for. As our league has evolved, it's changed dramatically. And we started with three or four founders, and those founders then expanded by one or two teams, and then we went down to Phil Anschutz owning six teams, and then over a five-year period divesting those teams and now expanding to the point now where we have board meetings that we need to do in a hotel ballroom. We used to be able to sit around a conference room table in a very small office, and it was very informal and easy. So it is different. I mean, it's unique. Most of the commissioners in pro sports have been around a long time, and I think part of that is because of the unique dynamic of both governing a league but also being an employee of ownership. And that there's almost a duality of purpose there where you're both boss and subordinate at the same time. And that's just something that we do. It's how I'm wired. I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah. Don Garber, Commissioner of Major League Soccer. A couple of quick questions, and we'll let Don go. After the pandemic, obviously you guys did a wonderful job navigating that and getting through that, like a lot of sports leagues around the world. Now what is the priority now? Is this kind of clears and you're looking into the future, or is it simply just getting the league up and running this year, or are there bigger priorities?
It's a good question, Glenn. I mean, first was getting our players back to training and competing, traveling in a safe environment where we're very mindful of the virus, particularly in the early part, end of last year, the early part of this year. Nobody thought the vaccines would be as effective as they are, which is why we're so focused on getting every player, staff, and everybody in our country vaccinated. Vaccinated America is a safe America. It's the only way we beat the virus. So we were just in the virus, the vaccine hadn't happened as we're planning our 2021 season. We're rolling out a little faster than we thought. We're getting back to full stadiums a little faster, a few months faster than we anticipated. And we got to get back to doing what we do, getting our players on the field, our fans in our stadiums, putting them on our great media partners, and getting the fan experience to deliver, you know, all the excitement that everybody can get connected to. So, it's getting back to business, but also doing it with a new normal. The protocols are still in place.
A lot of excitement with Ted Siegel now becoming the more majority interest owner. You can sense it from the fans already. This is a big city, and I know you know this. This is, some people call it the Third Coast. There's 8 million proper in Houston. They're from all over the world. They love the game. They're authentic soccer fans. How important is it for you now, you know, to see this city really become what it should be when it comes to raising the bar here, getting more relevancy, more people in the building, and excitement?
No, I mean, you said it all. I mean, all the reasons you listed is why we want this market to get back to having the relevance, or our team to have the relevance in this market that we need and, frankly, our fans here deserve. 8 million people is a large catchment, it's a large market. It is a very international city. We are the most international league in North America, players from 70 different countries. Our fan base is the most diverse in pro sports. It's the youngest in pro sports. All those things sort of marry perfectly with what this city is and its identity. And all we need to do is to figure out how to get this team to be so connected that it becomes more relevant and more popular and ultimately delivers what we expect it to be able to deliver.
Don, busy day for you. We thank you very much for coming on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Thank you,
Don.
Thanks.
Good to see you again.
Big